Biden campaign condemns Trump event with Kid Rock over public health. By Hannah Blow on September 15, 2020. Joe Biden's, D, campaign condemned the Trump campaign for holding an event in Michigan Monday night which featured Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, and Detroit rocker Kid Rock. Bill Russo, the deputy communications director for Joe Biden's campaign, suggested that President Trump and his allies are not taking the Chinese coronavirus pandemic seriously by holding such events and are effectively putting voters at risk. People in Michigan know inherently, even before this crisis hit, what the reality of the Trump administration has been. And I think since this crisis hit, it's only gotten worse, Russo said, according to Fox 2. President Trump has had the best counsel and advice and has privately admitted he knows how serious this crisis is, but he's lied to the American public. And you know, I think that really says all you need to know about the seriousness with which they take Michiganders' health and their safety, he continued. Events like this are not in the best interest of public health and public safety, and that our campaign is going to continue to put our supporters' lives first, he concluded. The president's eldest son addressed the crowd at Bumpers Landing Boat Club in Harrison Township, Michigan, Monday evening before introducing the Born Free rocker. During the speech, Trump told Michigan workers that the Democrat Party is no longer their grandparents' Democrat Party. This party doesn't represent working-class Americans anymore. It doesn't even represent decent Americans anymore, he exclaimed. After being introduced, Kid Rock electrified the crowd, performing a handful of hits for a live audience. If you believe in the leadership of Donald Trump, if you believe in more leadership of Donald Trump, that you will live and always live and support and stand for the greatest country in the world, make some damn noise, he told members of the crowd, who cheered in return. Trump also spoke to Fox 2 and responded to the critiques his father's campaign has faced for holding in-person campaign events, explaining that it is important to get back to life. I think people have sort of gotten over some of that. It doesn't mean you can't take reasonable precautions, you wash your hands, you do that. But I think you also have to get back to life, he told Fox 2. You see the way the economy's springing back. You talk about jobs, you can't let these small businesses go out of business because they don't want people in stores, they don't want people living. You saw the economic numbers that came out just this week alone, they were great, he continued. What they don't include is that in many places, in Michigan, in California, in New York, a lot of these Democrat-run states are still in virtual total lockdown, so the economy's doing great because of the fundamentals that Donald Trump built in them are phenomenal, he added.